Jesus said, "It has been said, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you even look at a woman to lust for her, you've committed adultery in your heart already." Have you done that?
How do you define lust?
Yeah, that's a good question. Lust would not be like you look at a woman, you're like, wow, she's beautiful, you know, and then you're kind of like, oh, look at that, you know, dog over there running around chasing a cat. You know, you're acknowledging she's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. God does very good work. He makes great sunsets, and he makes great-looking people. And so, obviously, there's nothing wrong with, you know, but we don't want to place that sunset or that person as the center of our attention.
When you started talking about the seriousness of lusting, mm-hmm. and when you quoted the biblical verse, in your face and in the tone of your voice, you could sense that this was a very serious issue, mm-hmm. where we had come from joking around, lighthearted. When it became serious, you could tell it was serious. But also, when he asks you a question, you're able to explain it well. And then right afterwards, after we're done with the serious portion, we went back to, oh, but it's okay, because I'm giving you a good message here. And so back comes the smile, back comes, okay. becomes a little twinkle in the eye, and it's okay, because I'm gonna tell you something good. Something good's coming. It's not all going to be gloomy. It's not all going to be shame on you.
Yeah. And now in this point in the conversation, I do want to become serious. So I think I do need to be careful of the joking on the third question. Because, yes, there is something good coming. However, we've got to go through a little bit of pain first. God makes beautiful men and women. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. But if we are looking at someone and then say your fiance could read your mind when you're looking at another woman, you know, and you're embarrassed by what you're thinking when she was listening to your thoughts, that would be when you cross the line. So have you done that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my name's Brad, by the way.
Kevin.
Kevin, nice to meet you. If I used Kevin before in this, pretend like I didn't know his name. Okay, so Kevin, by your own admission, you're a liar, a thief, an adulterer at heart. And when you stand before God on Judgment Day, will he find you innocent or guilty?
Probably guilty. But doesn't he forgive?
God is a forgiving God, yes. But however, whether or not he's forgiving doesn't really change the fact of whether or not we're guilty. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you say probably guilty or most likely guilty or just flat out? Because it's really innocent or guilty, right? Because mm-hmm. like in a court of law, you can't really be found probably guilty.
Yeah, if I was in a court, I'd probably be found guilty.
Okay. Okay, so hypothetically, if you were found guilty by God, do you think it'd be heaven or hell?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be rewarded.
No, that's true. Yeah, look at my life, and yeah, totally agree with that. So, but still, one or the other, it's heaven or hell. In or out,
it'd be
pass or you fail. Yeah,
it'd be hell.
Okay. Now, Kevin, does it concern you that you might go to hell when you die?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all going to die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It should concern you because this is, you know, it's something really take seriously now while we still have a chance as to, you know, what that outcome will be, that eternal outcome. Do you know what God's done so that you don't have to go to hell?
No.
Because he doesn't want you to go to hell. And I don't want you to go to hell. That's why I'm here talking to you now. I just met you, but I care about you. Yeah, so what happened is you've probably heard about Jesus and Jesus and died on the cross. And a lot of people have heard that. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But God sent Jesus to earth, and he lived a perfect life. He healed people. He was nothing but nice to people. He told people about the Lord. And then